The fire was raging in the portable fire pit on the patio. Hands reached out to toss envelopes holding secrets into the flame. It was a clear, cool, and crisp night, with stars twinkling brightly overhead. An eclectic group stood around the fire in the final minutes between 2011 and 2012. And no, it was not at a retreat center or at a church or at a posh resort. It was in the backyard of an ordinary person who invited a very eclectic group of friends to a New Year's Eve get-together. There were financial counselors, stockbrokers, project managers, college students, realtors, teachers, small business consultants, and other positions I didn't hear about. Job titles could be either left at the door or openly shared. Four generations of us sat around, talking, eating, painting, felting, knitting, tinkling on the piano, or doing whatever attracted our attention. I heard snatches of Ni hao ma, vi govorite po-rusky, toales espanol, as some people easily slipped between one or another language. This was the culture created by our host in her house just outside of Washington, D.C. We were all surprised when she walked around just before midnight, handing out envelopes with two pieces of blank paper in them. She quickly explained what they were for. Write down two things you want to let go of. Two things you don't want to take into the new year. And then we'll gather around the fire on the patio and burn them, she said with a smile. Someone nervously asked, will we have to read them out loud? Oh no, you don't have to say anything to anyone about what you write. Just let it go. I was among the surprised. This is similar to an exercise I might do at a retreat, but I wasn't expecting it in this setting. Our host wasn't even a consultant who did that kind of work. I walked around and watched as people huddled over their sheets of paper thoughtfully. Creases of concentration could be seen on some faces. Other faces showed sly smiles. Others, hints of sadness. Others, confusion. And a few faces looked like they were responding to a complicated internal dialogue. Everyone was taking it seriously in their own way. Standing around the fire at midnight, we watched as people tossed the secret burdens they no longer wished to carry into the fire. The air was cool, the fire was warm, and people whose relationships ran the gamut from we just met to we've known each other since junior high school shared a moment of release and a moment of acknowledgement. What a way to end one year and to start a new one. Four generations with a broad range of jobs, skills, interests, connections, ways of thinking and living who came together to just be who they are and share what they want to share in an accepting culture facilitated by the person who invited us in. Everybody wants to be welcomed in and allowed to be who they are, whether it is at work, at home, or among friends. Creating an atmosphere that makes people comfortable enough to be themselves is a skill worth developing, especially when it allows us to support and acknowledge that we all may have thoughts, feelings, patterns of behaving, or connections with some people that we need to let go of. The self-awareness in an atmosphere like that alone empowers people to make different choices. I was glad I was lucky enough to be a part of so many different choices being made on New Year's Eve. I hope you had a memorable welcome to the new year. Happy New Year. May it be your best year ever.